Be'ez Hashem Yisbaruch, we begin Parak Sheni, the second Parak in the Hilchas Gerushin, the Laws of Divorce, in the Rambam Sefer Nashim, where the Rambam, after in the first Parak, he discussed the 10 biblical obligations in what makes a get. Now the Rambam starts going through the specifics of those 10 halachas, besides the rabbinic laws that we had mentioned also, that are obligated in that of the get, which in this Parak we discuss that of the consent and the willingness of the husband to divorce his wife. Says Rambam Halacha Alpha, the Rambam opens up regarding that not even the husband himself, but the agency, the shlichei habal, the agents of the husband, to write the get and to give the get. Says the Ramazeshanim, but this says in the Torah, he should write for her a document of separation, and he should put it in her hand. So, this is whether he writes it with his own handwriting, or he tells someone else to write it for himself, whether he gives it by himself, or he tells someone else to give it to him, where it's a well-known halacha, so the agent of the person is like himself. So, but then the Rambam says, it doesn't say that he should write it, only to tell us that the divorce can only be with writing and not with, let's say, monies, like we said, by Kedushin. And that's what it says, that he should write it, but not that he himself has to write it himself. It just to me has to be with writing. And this is that he should give it. Doesn't mean that he himself has to give it. He could have a shliach doing it. It just means that she shouldn't take it on her own. It has to be given to her from the husband or one of his agents. Halacha based, elaborating on these halachas. Some of the time, let's say he tells two people, "Kisvu get, want you to write the get, but chismu to sign it or snulish to give it to my wife." So they could write it, but then sign it, but nice line they give it to her. Vehemim shluchim, they're his agents. And not only that, vehemim eduv, as we mentioned in the previous parak, there's obligation of having two witnesses. The agent is valid to be a witness too, so they could do everything. So he tells a scribe, "I want you to write a get for my wife." And then he says to two witnesses, and you guys are going to be the witnesses. So they write it, and they sign it, and they give it to him, because he didn't tell them to give it, he just said to write it for him. And he could use it as a get whenever he wants to give it to his wife. Halacha gimel. And you could write a get for the husband, even though his wife is not there, because we don't need to have her agreement, her consent at all. She's not party to that. He could divorce even against her will. Now, but vuhu, it has to be shiyu edim ba'sefer, shakaz v'chasm bay. It has to be the witnesses and the scribe who are writing it and signing on it. Makirim v'yoidim shazehu plaini. They have to recognize and know that he is the person he claims to be. V'ishta he plains, and that his wife is that woman, because we're concerned that he might find another man for that person's wife, and it's really not for him. He's saying he's this person, but we don't know that it's him. It's really some other man and that guy's wife, and he just wants to free that wife as being stuck in that marriage, where she has no alternative because she has no get, and he's making believe he's that person. So they have to know that it's him and that's his wife. Now, let's say in that town, there's two people that have the same names. And their wives' names are the same. So you cannot have one of them divorce his wife except in the presence of the other guy, because maybe even though we know he's him and that's his wife's name, he might have a get written, but he's going to give it to his friend's wife. If he has to rent a love, and he's going to cause her to be forbidden to her husband because she can get married, which is obviously not allowed. And then it turns out that she was never divorced and she's forbidden to her original husband because you can't take back a grusha who married someone else. So, but to avoid that, if you have exactly the same name and the wife has the same name, they both have to be present when the get is being given. Halacha dal. Now, however, b'shas ha'sakan, at a time of danger, which the husband's in danger of dying, and if you don't write it right now, there's not going to be another chance, then kaisvim leisin afa b'shem mekim, then you write it and you give it, even if you don't recognize exactly who these peoples are. And another related halacha, v'ish nesen eschar ha'sefer b'chal mokim. In general, the woman always pays for the scribe to write up the get in all places. Now, although according to biblical law, it's the husband's obligation because he has to actually write it. So if they're being paid to write it, it's the husband's obligation. But the chum or mesakin that, no, she should always pay for it, because if he has to pay for it, it's like, well, I'm not interested. I don't want to have that financial obligation. Chum instituted that the woman should always pay, and then they made it as if the husband was telling the scribe, because based on hefker bezen hefker, they can make it as if it was not the woman's money, but rather the husband's money, so it fulfills the biblical obligation, but rabbinically they require that the woman should pay for the scribe. Halacha hei. Now the husband himself has to tell the scribe, Kusoiv, right? But the admins tell the witnesses, Chaseimu, sign. Now, says the Rambam, Harisha Amrli Bezdin. Let's say a guy is in a situation where the court of three sages are telling him, Oi, Oishnaim, or two people, they tell him, Nichtav get leishtacha, write a get for your wife. You gotta divorce her. V'amalem, and he says, okay, Kasaibu, write it. V'chasvehimatzma, they themselves write it. V'chasvehimatzma, they sign in it. Harizakash, it's going to be valid, because he told them to write it. Avalem amru heim lasleiv v'chasvehimatzma, but let's say they tell the scribe to write it. He says, okay, you know what, fine. And then they tell the scribe to write it, and they tell the witnesses to sign. Even though they subsequently, after it's written and signed, give it to the husband, and then he gives the get to himself in front of witnesses. This is a void get. Why? Because the one who wrote it without the husband telling him to write it. Now, there's a big chiddush over here. Because those, that court or whatever it is, those witnesses, they cannot tell the scribe, the witnesses, as an agent of the husband, because he only told them words. What's called dvar me'inim sarim l'shliach, words cannot be given over to an agent, because the words don't have the ability to be given over to someone else. And this is what the Rambam is stressing on. If let's say even harisham lo'bezin, even though it's the courts they're telling him, so even though it's a court, but his intention was not to give them the ability that they could be making agents in his place, it's just that they could write it themselves. Because that's what he told them. He says, okay, so we write it. And he told this to the court. He didn't tell them, give it. So that's where the get is going to be bottled. But let's say he tells them explicitly that they could take over the agency, they could do as they need to do, to tell others to write and to sign it. Well, that's what the Rambam is going to explain in the next halacha. But based on what he said over here, the get's going to be void. But let's say halacha vav, he tells two people or three people. He tells them, imru la sefer. Okay, you tell the scribe. V'yichtav get lishli. So he's allowing them, he's giving them the agency to make agency. And v'yichtav get lishli, they should write it and let them write a get for my wife. And tell the witnesses that they should sign. Okay. So they did that. They told the scribe to write. And they told the witnesses and they signed. Let's say he tells two people, tell the scribe, and let him write a get for my wife. And you guys sign. Here's a get pasul. Here it's only, not the Rambam said before, of get bottle. Here it's get pasul. It's invalid, which that means to say biblically it is kosher. Because he explicitly told them that they could make shluchim. It's just rabbinically invalidated because of a concern. Because maybe she's going to hire witnesses to say in the name of her husband to the scribe, to write, and to witness, to sign. And they're going to think that was the husband that commanded it. And even in the second case, where they themselves are signing and they heard from the husband, the rabbanim would glazer because of the first case. So rabbinically, it's invalid. But says the Rambam, you really have to analyze this very much. It's actually very close to being not only rabbinically invalid, but also biblically invalid. Because the Gemara Gittin of Ayin Bey says, the get is bottle until they hear the husband's voice telling the scribe and telling the witnesses to sign. Now, the Rambam's in doubt, is that bottle min ha-tayr, or that's only pasul midivrayim rabbinically? Because since the invalidation only is a concern because maybe they might come to make the shluchim where the husband did not appoint it, so therefore she gets married with this get, the court cannot go ahead and remove her from her second husband forcibly, rather they notify the husband that it's close to being batal, and he should divorce on his own. But the children, they're not totally valid, but they're also not going to be safek mamzer. So that's what Rambam says, you have to really be mesiashim in this to see, is it only rabbinically invalidated, or is it even biblically void? Now, says Rambam halacha zayin, umah bein pasul and batal, what's the difference between pasul and bottle, they both mean that void or null and invalid. Says Rambam, the wording is very precise. As in general, the wording of the Rambam, those who analyze his words understand that. Because anywhere that in this compilation of the Rambam's Yad HaChazaka, Mishnah Torah, where in these, specifically in the laws of Gerushin, where he writes that the get is bottle, who bottle min ha-tayr, it's biblically null and void. Therefore, she's still considered as a married woman. She gets married to someone else. She has to leave from that. And if she has any children, the child is a mamzer. But chamak v'shnem apostle, whoever says apostle, who apostle never saved, but only rabbinically invalidated. And therefore, she should not initially get married. If she does, we don't remove her, and the child is going to be kosher. And then he writes another get for her, which, and he gives it to her, and she remains married with her husband. Halachachas. So if the husband brings a get in his hand that's already signed and he says, "Tnu get zelishli, here, give this to my wife." So they could go ahead and give it to her. We're not concerned that maybe it was invalidated in its writing and he's just doing it to ruin her. We're not concerned for that. Now, let's say he tells others, "Lichtav get, lelachtam bo, yvlitn lishli," to write the get, sign in it, and to give it to his wife. And they did that. They wrote it, they signed it, and they gave it to her. But the nimtza get bottle comes out that the get is void. Whatever reason it was, let's say it was written by mistake, and when they made a mistake in the names of the man or the woman, whatever it is, it was rabbinically problematic. So they could write another get, because they made a mistake in the first one, even up to 100. In other words, we don't say, okay, wait a second, you already did your agency, and it doesn't permit you to write a second get, because, no, his intention was not that they should just write a piece of paper, it was to write a get kasher. So therefore, they didn't yet do the agency until they write a get kasher. So if they made a mistake in the first one, they could write another one, up to 100, a shegili, the get kasher, until she actually receives a valid get. Now, however, in Halacha Tes, says the Rambam, let's the husband says to them, different wording, kisvu v'chismu, write and sign, usnu l'shliach l'ilcha, and give it to an agent to give it to her. And that's what they did. They wrote it, they signed it, and they gave it to an agent. But, as in the first case, turns out that the get is void or rabbinically invalid. Here they cannot write another get until they consult with the husband. Why? It's not like the first case. He didn't make them agents to divorce her, rather to give it over to the shlich and he'll divorce her. Maybe that's all he wanted, was that they should write and sign and give it over to the agent, and that's it. And they're done. They have no more actions related over here. And that's, on their part, they already did. They wrote and they gave it, so they're already done. They really cannot write another get. Now, but let's say they did already. They did write another get. That is, was a kosher get. And they give it to the agent. And he gives it to her. So that's in doubt if she's divorced or not, because maybe he didn't make them agents until she gets a get to her hand and she gets divorced. He maybe just didn't want to be matriach them and make them go through the effort. That's a question the Gemara means a takeaway. And because of the doubt, she will be a suffik megeresh. Now, Ram Halacha Yud goes into the wording that the husband used. We're talking about using agents, but specifically we're getting what's a wording that he's telling them to divorce his wife. Someone says to two people, or more than two people, I want you to write a get, give it to my wife. And he says, gershuha, divorce her. Shalchuha, send her away, which is based on the pasuk of Shilcha Mebeisei. Shavkua, release her, which is based on the terminology of the what's written in the text of the get, of the gerishvukin, it's a document of release. Or terchua, which is the Aramaic of the gerishas ha'adam, and bereishas, it's besarach ha'adam, it's a terminology of divorce. Or kisvu igerish usnula, or write the letter and give it to her, which is also a terminology written in the get of a gerish shavukin. So again, harili yichtu get kasher v'itnulah. So these are all terminologies of the divorce. So they write a valid get and they give it to her. But let's say Amalehemi says to them, patrua, dismiss her, pranasua, give her what she needs. Asula kadas, give her according to the faith. Asula kanimus, do according to the law. Asula kara, do it what she deserves. So loy maklum, in all these situations, he hasn't said anything because the wording is not indicative of a terminology of gerishin. And if they do write a get and they give it to her, it's a get bottle. It's a void get because they never were given the agency of divorcing her. Now, halachi yud aleph. Let's say he says to them wordings that would indicate yes, but not necessarily definitively. Let's say he says, take her out. Izvu, let her go. Hatiru, permit her. Hanachua, let her go. Allow her to be. Hoyulua, help her out. These words are in doubt because they could mean words of permitting her, like hitiru is harit mutes l'chaadim, or it could mean hataras nadarm, and all these words could mean multiple things. It could mean gerishon, mean something else. Lefikach inkais. Well, therefore, initially we don't write it for her because it's not clearly that it's a divorce. Then because we get benasna la, and if they do write again, they do give it to her. Harizah seven mukesh. She's in doubt if she's divorced or not. It's she has the stringencies of both positions. Now, Lachid Beis Ram continues regarding the writing they get at a time when there's mortal danger. If someone says, kisvu get l'ishti, write this get to my wife. So they weren't told to give it, just told to write it. So they write it and they sign and they give it to the husband in his hand. They don't give it to the wife until he says, give it to her. If they give it to her, so in the get, it's not a valid get because he never said, give it to her. So he's just playing around with her. He didn't authorize any giving of the get. Now, when we say this, by a healthy person, but he is in mortal danger, meaning he suddenly got very, very sick very quick. And he suddenly got very deathly ill. Or someone that's going out in chains to a judgment. I feel like even for monetary judgment, you never know what's going to happen in the court case. Or someone's going overseas, he's going out with a caravan to dangerous places. And he says, kids will get ishti, write this get for my wife. Although he only said, write it, I really they write it, they sign it, and they give it to her. Shadavi Yadur says, Ram, because it's well known, his whole intention was that it should be written and should be given to her. It's only because of his state of confoundment that he's overwhelmed, he didn't get out the words, give it to her, but obviously it's known that that was his intention, and therefore, since we know that, we would even give it to her. As Ram continues, Halacha Yad Gimel, let's say Barish Amar, so let's say a healthy person says, Kisvu Gedal Ishti, write this, get to my wife. Now, Kasvu Chasmu Benasnu La, unlike the case where we said a regular healthy person, they wrote it and they signed it and they actually gave it to her, and Bahar got some yad, and right after that he committed suicide. Let's say he threw himself off of a roof. Or he throws himself into the sea. How is it get kosher? That's going to be a valid get. Because although he didn't say tenu, but obviously what's called from the fact that he ended up committing suicide, obviously he was just in a state of disarray and dysregulated. And obviously, if he was saying this, he obviously intended that his wife should be divorced and not have to go through the trauma of being stuck without going through yibum chalitz or whatever. He wanted to divorce him. It's a valid get. Now, but let's say Olagag, let's say he happened to go up, he's doing some construction on the roof. And the wind blew him, but Nafal Bamesa, he fell down and he died. So, and again, that's not going to be a get because you have no proof here that he wanted to die. He's like any regular healthy person. He didn't say to know, it's not a get. Let's say Safik Ablasma, Safik de Chafat Ruach, it's a little gray. No one knows what actually happened. Did he throw himself off the roof? Did the wind blow him off? What happened? So, how is a get? So then it is going to be a get because we're talking about, for example, where he fell right after he said to write the get. And since there's indicators either way, there is logic to say that he threw himself off, and there's logic to say that the wind blew him off, so we're going to say that it is a get. Now, those who actually have a different gear, so that actually know it's Hariza Safik get. It's a doubtful get. And according to that, we're talking about where it was at a later point in time, we're not really sure. If it's right after, we would say, okay, he probably committed suicide. But since it's not, so it'll be a Safik get. But again, this is either get or Safik get. Until you know for sure that the wind blew him off, until then for sure it's not going to be a get, but otherwise it's either going to be a get or at least a suffic get. Let's say someone was thrown into a pit and he said, whoever hears my voice, get a get for my wife. And he says who he is and who his wife is. They not only write it, they also give it to her. Again, because he's obviously in mortal danger and he wants to actually divorce her. But this is only that if they know this guy is this man and that he's the husband of that woman. Now, and even when they take him out, they don't even recognize him. It's still valid. Because this is like a time of danger. That they write and they give it even though they don't recognize him. Someone that got terrible wounds. He's not able to survive from them. And even if he's so gone that his two pipes in his neck, which is the windpipe and the food pipe, the trachea and the esophagus, that they got cut, the majority, which in halacha is like a dead person, but V'Ramaz Bama, he indicates and he says, kids will get l'ishti, he shows that he wants his wife to be divorced, to write a get for his wife. Not only do they write it, they also give it, because, and this is the chiddush on the other way, because ultimately, even though he's quote-unquote like dead, but he's still alive right now, although he's ultimately going to die, this is not like giving a get l'achar misa, he's still considered alive, and again, even though he's only saying right, he means that it should be given. Now, Aloch Yadal Gram continues, well, what's the halacha writing a get for someone who's lacking intelligence? Mishayis ruach ruam eva esesayis, someone who's frightened by an evil spirit. V'amak kesheskel b'yecheli, and he says, when he starts becoming with this mental illness, he says, kisa get l'ishti, write a get for my wife. L'mekom, he hasn't said anything, m'shein daitin l'chayin m'yishavis, because his intelligence, his consciousness is not clear, it's not settled, and at that moment, he's like a shaita, like a mentally deranged person, which cannot divorce without his rutz, without his das. Or someone that's intoxicated, never get to the point that he doesn't know what he's doing at all, like light, which he had intimacy with his daughters because he had no clue what was going on. Also, it's not considered bardas to be able to do a get. Not vimloigi, but if he didn't reach that level of an abbreviation, Harisa Suffolk, so then we're not sure if he had reached it or not, that would be considered as a Suffolk get. Halacha tezvav. Amakushu bar, let's say he said when he was healthy and well and sane. He said, "Kisu no get l'ishti, write and give a get to my wife." But va'achach, never then he became mentally disturbed. So mamtinen atshiyavi, we wait until he becomes healthy. And then they write and they give it to her because before he becomes healthy, he cannot write it because at that point he's a shaita and he doesn't have a settled intelligence. Therefore, he cannot be divorcing the wife at that time. But when he does become sane again, you don't have to go and consult with him again after he becomes sane again because he already gave the authority. He just has to be sane at that time. And if they wrote it and they gave it before he became sane, Harizah Pasul Ramam, that's going to be rabbinically invalid. Again, the word pasul, because biblically it actually is kosher, because at the time when he said it, he was okay. So that's really what the requirement is, that he authorized it. But rabbinically, he has to be sane even at the time of when it's given. Now, halacha design, Misha Shen Shtatik, someone who became mute, with some type of illness, he's not able to speak anymore. But unlike Cheresh, which is a deaf mute, which we consider him not having das, this person has his intelligence intact. Then tell him, should we write a gift for your wife? V'yikar bereshin, he shakes his head yes to show that he wants her to be divorced. So bait kunaisa shalosh pam b'sirugin. So they test him three times with gaps. With they wait between the questions to ask him again, so that it's not like just one after another and he's just shaking his head like some type of tick. No, they wait an hour and then they ask him the second question. If regarding what should be answered, no, he says no. Valhainhan, what should be said, yes, yes. I mean, he knows how to answer questions and we see that his intelligence is intact. Then they write it and they give it. Now, it says, Ram, you have to really check him very well and do a battery of tests. Because maybe his intelligence has been affected. And again, then it's not going to be a valid get, and she's a married woman marrying someone else. So to be writes with his hands, because he can't talk anymore. He writes, kiss for snu get lishli, write and give a get to my wife. So then they write and they give it to her. As long as he still has his intelligence on him. Like Ram says, because someone who became a mute is not the same as a deaf mute who doesn't not only speak but can't even hear. We don't rely on his hand motions and not on his writing either, as Ram says in this next halacha. Halacha Yitzan. If someone got married when had all his faculties intact, but then he became, during his time when he was married, a deaf mute. Now, it says Ram, to say what we're about to say regarding someone who became mentally deranged, that he cannot divorce the woman until he becomes healthy, because he doesn't have the strength of a divorce of a deaf mute to preclude, to exclude the kedushin which was done by a sane person, which was himself. Moreover, we're not relying on the hand motions of the deaf mute. But look, so not even if he writes, even though he's sane and he has a settled mind as a deaf mute, it's still not strong enough. It's still considered lav bardas, just like a minor is considered lav bardas, to exclude the kedushin that he had done when he was a pikech, when he was totally well. Now, but if he got married and when he was getting married, he was already deaf mute. Then Magarsh Birmiza, then he could actually divorce by just using sign language or something like that. Shein Kedusha Kedusha Meter, because the Cheresh, when he gets married, his marriage is not a biblical marriage. Commercial around, like we explained already in Hilchas Ishus in the fourth parak, it's just that the Rabban instituted that he should have a marriage. So Kashem Shekhan's Birmiza, just like he got married with sign language, Kach Meter Birmiza, he could also divorce with sign language, even though he's considered a lower level of Das than the regular person, again, but that's enough to remove his Kedushin, in contrast if he became a Cheresh only after he was married with Kedushin Dereis. Now, Halachit Chesram continues with divorcing a minor. If someone got engaged to a minor, Adia Via, through her father has the rights to marry her off even as a young girl, and he divorces her, gets married to her at 5, and he divorces her when she's 9. Avim Akabal Gita, the father receives the get. When the get reaches to the hand of the father, and this girl, she's divorced, just like the father receives the kedushin, he receives the gerushin, he's the caretaker of this girl. Now, gerushin kishi naira, let's say divorce her when she's already a naira, which is, let's say, around 12 years old for the period of 6 months, where she's an adult, but she's still in the father's domain. So, if the get reaches either her hand or her father's hand, either one, this girl, she's divorced. Now, but, one exception is, an engaged naira, in contrast to if she was married, and also in contrast to if she's a Begeris, she's a Naira, which is a period of 6 months when she becomes an adult, and she's only engaged, she cannot make a shlich, an agent, l'kabal gita miyad baila, to make an agent to receive the get from the hand of her husband, b'chaye aviha, when her father is still alive. Because the Torah did not give the ability of her to make a shlich when her father is still alive. When her father dies, then she's independent, she can make a shlich like a regular adult. But as if her father's alive, the father has the bigger authority. So, although she can receive it, she cannot make a shlich l'kabal, because she's not in charge, her father is. But the father could make an agent to receive the get for his betrothed, who, or even if she's just halachically engaged, she needs a divorce. And that's being ketana minar, whether if she's a minor or whether if she's a naira. But again, if she got married, then the father has no more rights, even though she's a ketana, and then the father wouldn't have those rights of receiving her get. Halachi yotes. Kitshavi kishiketana. Let's say the father gets her married off, gets her engaged when she's a minor. And he dies. So now she's a minor with biblical marriage, because the father has biblical rights to marry her off, but now he's dead. So imavchen is being, now she's the only one that could receive the get. The father's not around anymore. So imavchen is being gitl dabach, if she's able to differentiate between what her get is or something else, meaning if we give her a rock, she throws it away, but if we give her a nut, she eats it. So she obviously knows how to protect her get. She understands, she's discerning enough, she's old enough to know, mature enough to know what these things are. So then she's considered divorced from the moment that she receives her get. But let's say she's a young little girl, she has no clue even what this is. Is it a toy? Is it a get? So Inimus Gereshus al Shatavchin, then she cannot be divorced until she's able to discern and understand this. Then Geirusha, and if he goes in and he divorces her anyway, Inimus Gereshus is not considered divorced. But again, if her father's alive, he can receive the get, even if she doesn't understand, because he's watching her get to make sure it's safe. And again, he has the authority to do that. Now, Halacha Chav, the Rambam moves on regarding forcing someone to do Geirushin. Misha did nice, and someone that the law gives, Shakleva nice Lagarsha Sishri, that we force him to divorce his wife. For example, let's say he's married already 10 years and he doesn't have children, or it's a Grusha to a Kayin. Blaris Lagarsh, he doesn't want to divorce her. So Bezin Shay Sobachamakim, so the courts of the Jewish people in any place, not only in Eretz Yisrael, Ubachalzman in old times, I mean even today's times when we don't have Dayan and Mumchen, Makan Isai, they hit him at Shayyam until he says, the famous halacha writes, and he says, I want to. And so again, we said we need his consent. That's one of the 10 biblical requirements. So, but you can hit him until he says, I want to. And he writes to get, we'll get kosher, that's going to be valid get. Even if the non-Jewish people, the government, the authorities, whatever it is, they hit him. They tell him, what do they tell him? They tell him, you should do what the Jews are telling you. Meaning they're enforcing the ruling, let's say, of the Bezdin. And the Jewish people are pressing him through the non-Jewish authorities. So it's essentially like the non-Jews are only like the stick of the Bezdin and their strap. Until he divorces her, how is the kosher? Again, it's going to be valid because you can force him until he says yes. Now, but let's say the non-Jewish authorities, they go to the courts, not to do with the Bezdin. And the government forces him on their own until he writes a get. Now, since the law actually mandates that he does write it, but again, he's being forced by the non-Jewish authorities, so how is he get puzzled? So it's only rabbinically invalid, which means to say that she shouldn't get married with it, but if she does, we don't remove her from a second husband, because biblically, even though he's being forced by the non-Jews, it's still valid. But the Chacham Geizer, that if it's going to work with a non-Jew forcing her husband, any woman that wants to get divorced will hire some thugs or go to that whatever government or other parties, and she'll be able to get out of the marriage by them forcing him. So to prevent that, they said, no, it doesn't work at all to have a non-Jewish entity to force the husband. Now, says the Rambam, "Bulamaloi batel," gets that. Why am I only saying it's rabbinically invalidated and not batel, which we said means biblically invalidated? So are you on this? What do you mean he's forced? Bemiyad goyim, whether it's through the non-Jews, bemiyad so, whether through the Jews. How does it help to force someone to, they say, I want. I don't want. I just stop hitting me. So therefore he says, I want. Says the Rambam, and this is a very important, well-known concept in the Rambam. Shein on this, we don't say someone was forced. Elabisha nulchatz, the nitchak, only someone that was pressed or pushed, lasa dava, shein nulchatz b'matar, to do something that he's not biblically obligated. Kogan, for example, Misha Hoka, someone that was hit, he achemachar oyachanas, until he sells something or until he gives something, so that he has an excuse to say, well, I was forced, so it's not really my consent. Of a Misha talk for Yitzur Hara, but if someone is being overtaken by his evil inclination, Levatal Mitzah, to not do a Mitzah, or Lasaver, to do a negative prohibition, Vahuka, but he's hit Atcha Asa Davishachav Lasaisi, he's hit until he does something that he's obligated to do. Oyacha Nesrachim Medavas Lasaisi, or until he distances himself from something that he's not allowed to do. Ainza Anas Mimena. That's not considered you were forced. Elahu Anas Asma Bedai Tarot. To the contrary, Raman plays on this and he says, no, if anything, you were forced and possessed to do what the evil that you wanted to do. Therefore, Zeshe narrates the garsh to this guy over here who does not want a divorce. The woman that the rabbis say you have to divorce. Since he wants to be from the Jewish people, he wants to do all the mitzvahs, ulusrachim the base, and distance himself from the base, like every Jew wants to. But his inclination is getting the better of him. He's like, no, I'm not doing this. But once he gets hit, and the rabbis explain the psychology over here, until his inclination gets weakened, he loses that resolve of what? Of the anti-self, which is not to do what a Jew wants to do. Vamani says, he succumbs and he says, Reitzani, I want it. Turns out that he's really divorcing according to his will, because this is really what he wants to do. This is really what he needs to do, biblically obligated. In contrast to other cases, although he says yes, that's not really what he wants to do. And what are you forcing him? It's considered that he's forced. Now, however, says the Rambam, L'hoya ha'din neisen shekoyven neis l'garush. Let's say the law doesn't dictate that he has to, maybe people might think that this is what should be done, but the law doesn't dictate that he has to divorce his wife. And b'to besen shalei, so let's say the Jewish courts made a mistake, and they think he does have to. Or let's say they were just common people involved in these types of ideas. V'ansu ha'chegerish, and they forced him until he divorced, says Ramah, he's a good apostle. So this is going to be a rabbinically invalidated get. Min HaTorah, it's actually kosher, because the courts are in charge. And there's a mitzvah to listen to the courts. Even three regular people have a law as a court. Now, if let's say an individual Jew forces him, so that's not a business, there's no mitzvah at all, and then you're right, the get would be batal. But here, even though they made a mistake, but this is what the court said, and therefore he has an obligation to listen to them, but it's rabbinically invalidated. Ha'il v'Yisrael ansu, since at least it was a Jew who forced him, Yigma v'Garsh, he should still go ahead and finish it off and divorce her appropriately. This get is actually rabbinically invalidated because he was forced and biblically was not obligated to divorce her. But again, since it's the Jewish people that are forcing him, he should divorce her. Now, but let's say the non-Jewish government, where they have their own laws, are forcing him to divorce, according to Jewish law, without the law. The Jewish law does not require. And they force him to write it in a get, that's not going to be a get. And even though he says to the non-Jews, write something I want it, he says even to the Jewish people, kiss for b'chis and write and sign it. But since the Jewish law does not require him to divorce her, and ultimately he's only doing it because the government is forcing him, the non-Jews are forcing him, saying a get, it's not going to be a get because here there's no mitzvah, not from the law itself, and not because of listening to the Jewish sages, because it's all coming from the non-Jews, and therefore the get's going to be bottled, even biblically, and doesn't even validate her, let's say even for kahuna, because not even the reich get, there's no essence here at all to get, and therefore it's not going to be a get.